Who's starting?
Shauna.
All right. Well, you guys look a little bit tired, so I'm about to do something very annoying.
What's that?
Happy holiday season, guys.
Oh, gosh. Actually, I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
It's November 1st.
Yes.
Well, today it is. When you're hearing this, it's whatever.
November 2nd.
Yeah.
Or beyond.
So what happened last night is there was the Greenwich Village Halloween parade here in New York, and our boss Elvis was the grand marshal of the parade, and so he was kind enough to invite anyone from the show who could come to be on the float with him. And so Sam, you and I were on the float last night with some of our colleagues, and then I thought it would be a great idea to go back to the hotel with Stephen Levine and have quote unquote one more drink, which is Sam, mostly actually your fault because you let me.
I did let you.
You didn't say that's a bad idea. You were like, okay.
Well, here's the thing. Before I assess the ideas of Bethany, I look at the pupils.
I mean, you guys are both drunk, so can you really assess each other at this point in time?
That's an excellent point. Let's pretend Kathleen didn't say that.
And I always find when the question is, should I have one more drink? The answer is most always no.
I know. Here's the thing. It's also the phrasing. Bethany, you were. It would have been one thing if you're like, should we have one more drink? And then we'd discuss it. But he's like, we'll go back for a nightcap. And then looks at me, he's like, that's all right.
Yeah. Like, nightcap sounds like sleep time.
Yeah. Nightcap sounds like...
Nightcap is like scotch on ice.
You say nightcap, and I just see in my mind's eye a little boy with an all blue outfit ringing a bell goes, 7 o'clock and all is well.
Yeah, nighttime.
Okay.
So we went back to the hotel. We had two more drinks.
Oh, man.
Three more drinks.
Oh, yes.
Pizza was involved.
Oh, pizza was involved.
You forgot about the pizza.
I forgot.
Yeah, we had pizza. And I think, when do you think we rolled into my apartment, Sam? 1? Midnight?
Yeah, that's a good bracket.
I know I got 2 hours of sleep. That's what I know I'm working on.
Yeah.
Well, you guys look pretty good for 2 hours of sleep.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that I was tucked into my bed pretty early last night, so...
You skank!
I love being home. You know, we talk about being introverts on this podcast quite often.
Yeah.
I pulled the most introvert move ever, and I'm almost embarrassed
what
to say
do?
This out
what
loud.
You do?
2 weeks ago, I was home alone on a Saturday night, and I was like, okay, like, this is really fun. I'm gonna like watch some Gilmore Girls and eat some pizza. Yeah. And I ended up singing karaoke by myself for 3 hours.
Now, wait a minute. Please give us the genre, the artist. What were we working with this night?
So I opened my computer at like 10 o'clock to just like maybe try out Taylor Swift's version of Santa Baby.
Sure, maybe.
Because, you know, on the big show every year we do Christmas karaoke. And yeah. I was like, I'm going to start thinking ahead.
Like, I'm going to dabble.
I'm going to start practicing. What do I want to do this year? And then like before I knew it, I'm singing all sorts of songs from Michael Bublé to Josh Groban to Ariana Grande. And I look at the clock and it's now almost midnight and I've been singing karaoke by myself since 8.
Oh my God. I imagine it cuts and like she has extra rouge on and black heels and like a Santa sexy outfit.
I was in the middle of a Jewel number when my husband walked through the door and he's like, don't let me stop you. Whatever you're doing right now.
I'm glad you're here. Santa baby.
Da, da, da. I mean, guys, it was the most fun I've had in a long time.
God.
I love that anybody who's like, oh, it's a crazy Saturday night. I wonder what Kathleen's up to. Cut to Kathleen in her living room.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Like, no, not the right key. Find another version.
So I am so excited because this weekend, on Thursday, actually, I'm getting a non-essential chemical peel on my face.
Oh my God, I hope it stings.
So excited. So it's not for any medicinal reasons. I don't have a mole or anything. I'm just getting it to like resurface my face.
What does that do?
It resurfaces my face.
What does that mean? Because now I'm thinking of a tile floor.
Yeah, well, pretty much, but a face.
Mm-hmm.
it like gets rid of like some layers of skin. I don't really know how it works. And then it like gets rid of some, because I have some like hyperpigmentation from old acne scars and stuff. So it gets rid of some of that. But in the meantime, it makes you look like a piece of raw meat.
Yes. Ooh.
So I have to heal over the weekend, which means I can't do anything. I'm going to be in my apartment. So yes. I come into work Friday.
Yeah.
And then the peeling starts to happen Saturday. So Saturday morning through like Sunday night and maybe a little bit of Monday, I am going to look like a dead body.
I'm so fascinated by this. I'm so excited.
But so the point of the story is that I can't go anywhere or do anything with anybody. And so it will force me to hang out by myself.
Amazing.
Which is my favorite thing to do.
I'm going to drop soup in front of your door. I really just want to secretly catch a glimpse of your face, because when
I'll
you're
send
explaining,
you pictures.
I'm thinking of like Hannibal Lecter.
I think it's going to look a little bit like Hannibal Lecter.
I want you to wake up and just go.
I'm dying to see the results, because if you love it, then I'm getting it done too.
That's going to force you to be the most introverted you've ever been.
Oh, yeah. And do awesome things like, you know, sing karaoke by myself or watch Ghost Adventures with a pie.
Fantastic.
Highly recommend it.
Have you guys used Babyfoot?
What the hell is that?
No, but I've been dying to try it.
Okay, it's nuts. But my face, I think, is going to look like your foot on Babyfoot. It's like,
what? It's
this product that, I feel like I'm taking this so far off topic, Kathleen. We're going to get back to Saturday.
Oh my God, it's absolutely not off topic. Babyfoot, I've been dying to try it for years, and I've like never worked up the courage to do
it. Someone tell Sam what Babyfoot is.
So you buy it, you can get it at Target or online, and it's two plastic booties that you slip over your feet, and then it comes with like tape that you wrap around your ankle, and the booties have a gel inside, and you wear them for a certain number of minutes.
Ooh.
And then...
Oh, I hate feet. Kathleen's showing me a before and after picture right now, but it looks like it really works well. So many emotions.
It's crazy. So, I think after like a week, like this picture is pretty accurate.
Ew! Don't Google image Babyfoot results.
No, you should
please.
Google image it.
Don't.
After about a week, your skin literally comes off in sheets. Your foot, it would be like I would take my sock off and there would be like skin.
Yes.
Like coming off my foot.
Sick. Yes. I'm going to get sick. I can't do the foot.
You have to do it.
The grosser, the better.
No.
Like this?
No.
Like that's at,
it looks like
it
a
looks
snake.
Like a snake.
Yeah.
shedding its skin.
Yeah.
Yes, amazing.
No, I'm really nauseous, guys.
Babyfoot is not like, we're not getting any money for this or product or anything. No. That would be illegal. So no.
Okay.
I just really enjoyed it.
I want to do Babyfoot on my whole body.
Kathleen wants baby body.
And then just peel off every layer of skin on my body.
I just see you're like in a giant oven mitt.
Just walking around
the apartment.
It really gets your feet ready for summer after a long, hard winter
of
UGG wearing and boot schlepping.
But my have to time it well, because you need like a good solid 2 weeks of not showing your feet at all.
Okay.
You guys know my friend John.
Yeah.
He's the guy who's seen the worst of me through everything. He sees me without makeup on. He sees me crying, like whatever. And I was like, hey, John. I got into his car. I was like, hey, John, you want to see something revolting? He was like, no. And I said, baby foot. And I took my sock off. And like dead skin falls into his car.
I'm gonna throw up
it was
so
amazing. Much.
You got baby footed.
You got baby footed.
That's how people, they get iced.
You just got baby foot.
Girls around the world do baby foot in the spring.
This is not something we're trying to start, or at least something I'm removing myself from you two trying to start. No, don't baby foot people. If you do it, just do it. Don't go peeling your shards of foot off in front of your friends.
Hey, Sam, you want to see something?
No.
You got baby footed.
Kathleen did that. She got so excited she almost ripped her head check right out.
I went to go throw my fists in the air like I was leading a revolt. And I ripped my headphones out of the jack.
This is what Les Mis was about.
But we don't have to worry about Babyfoot for a while, because you know what, guys?
What?
It's time for Uggs. And it's time for blanket scarves. And it's time for peppermint latte.
Yes, I know. Are we fully out of pumpkin spice season now that Halloween is over? Or does it go through Thanksgiving?
It's at least through a thing. Because as long as pumpkin is on the table and pumpkin pie is a staple of Thanksgiving, thus pumpkin, everything else is also around.
There's like a peppermint pumpkin overlap sometime in the middle of November, and then it transitions.
Once
into
the
peppermint.
Gingerbread takes hold, yeah, you know we're really starting to phase out of the pumpkin. Bless you.
So it's November 1st. So yeah. I'm putting holiday music into my regular rotation now.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. Call out Kathleen right now, girl. When do you ever take holiday music out of your regular rotation?
I know it really calms me down.
I've passed by her desk in like a sundress, and I walk past her desk, and I'm mindlessly singing. They're singing deck the what the. Yeah.
I'll be home for... What? Oh, it's July.
Jingle bells, yeah. Jingle bells.
But Christmas in the summer, Christmas in July is a real thing, guys.
It's a super real thing.
Yeah. I just put up this meme today that I made of Kevin McAllister. He's watching snowfall outside of his window. And it says, when Halloween is over and you can start playing holiday music. And it's just a cute little...
I've seen that. Macaulay that makes me think of you, like Macaulay Culkin, yeah. Different Christmas happinesses.
Yeah. I'll tweet it out on Acquired Taste Podcast so all of our friends and families can enjoy.
Can you put your face on his body?
Yes! Could you?
I can't.
Damn it.
Yes, you can. No, Kathleen, I'm with you. I put up my first Christmas decoration over the weekend.
What was it?
Well, so they just put... This is the most bougie. I'm just going to fully own sounding bougie. So finally, there is a Target that showed up in Tribeca, mm-hmm. like the closest Target to my home now.
Awesome.
And so I go to Target every weekend because A, I get my steps in, mm-hmm. and B, it's Target. and so they had in the $3 section, they had these linen flags that you strung onto your own burlap rope. And then you like put it up for the holidays.
Oh,
it's all
cute.
Rustic.
That's fun.
So I bought that and I put it up and I think it's going to be permanent decor because I just really dig it.
Hell yeah.
You are a burlap kind of gal. You do like the burlap touches.
I do enjoy a little burlap.
I could get down on that. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited this year because my roommate who's Muslim has always wanted to celebrate with the holiday decorations.
Oh really?
And she hasn't. So the first night we spent together in the apartment, she goes, can we have a Christmas tree?
Oh yes.
That's awesome.
We can.
Yes. She says, then we can have a menorah too, because she knows my mom is Jewish. So that's really sweet of her. But yeah, I'm going to deck out my apartment for the first time as well, which I'm pretty excited. Actually, I think it's to the side of my bookcase, and you guys can help me with this because I think you'll actually enjoy it. It might be the other side, not that side, Bethany. I bought the gels you stick on the window because I have a glass studio door. So I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I bought a couple of them.
Are these them?
She's gonna find them.
No,
those are coloring
books.
This
is Casey Jones, America's Railroad Legend, coloring and activity book.
Yeah, I also have African American leaders.
You're
in a coloring
into some
book,
weird
right?
shit. Man,
what do you do?
You know what's so funny is this time of year when people start to bring out their Christmas decorations, but their Halloween decorations are still out.
Yeah.
So you'll see like a Santa in the window, but then the remnants of everybody's spider webs are still in the bushes.
Pick a lane, people.
You're like, I'm so confused. What's going on?
That's why I just decorate with Nightmare Before Christmas so I can leave it the entire time.
Perfect. Very good. Speaking of Halloween or holiday decorations, so you guys know you see these every once in a while, and I have a picture of one. It is the Santa praying at the manger of baby Jesus.
So what?
Have you never seen these?
Santa praying at the manger?
Yeah, I've seen that
you
before.
You see them every once in a while. Yeah, they're pretty terrible. So
I didn't
here's
know
one.
Santa was there.
No, he wasn't. That's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I've seen that before.
That looks out of place.
Yeah. So I have a friend who's a minister. She's fabulous. Her name is Nadia Bowles Weber. She's very awesome. She's an author and an incredible minister. Whether you're religious or not, she's dope as hell. But she hates this. She hates Santa praying to baby Jesus because she's like, really? So anytime I see one, I text her a picture of it. And I texted her this picture. I saw it when we were in Santa Fe, actually.
Oh. Wow.
And she was like, ugh, this is literally the worst.
Maybe we're all jumping to conclusion. Maybe he's really getting on one knee and is like, and what would you like?
Guys, I want to give Santa baby Jesus the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it's like a statue of baby Jesus, and then it's a real Santa, and then a statue was made of real Santa praying over the statue of baby Jesus.
He's gifting the baby Jesus to a very religious family.
It's like an M.C. Escher drawing.
Yes. Don't we feel foolish? Look what we've done to this beautiful gifting of a baby Jesus statue.
This is based on a real moment in history, you guys. Wait, I'm going to tweet out the picture. picture of Santa or the statue of Santa praying to baby Jesus.
I learned something today.
Dude, I have a statue that looks similar to that of just Santa.
Oh, gosh.
And it's so creepy looking. I mean, lifelike ceramic statues of Santa, they're just like not cute. They're not cheerful.
No.
And they're not religious.
It brings it down to the fact that this is just an old dude who hangs out around a lot of children.
The statue was my grandma's, and then it was my mom's, and then it's mine. So it's like made, I mean, probably in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, when everything was creepy.
Maybe not the highest artistic point of history in holiday decor. And it's so scary looking that my husband will hide it from me. I put it out every year on the coffee table,
and he
like hides it under clothes or like behind picture frames.
He just turns it around not discreetly so that the back's facing you.
He's like, please don't make Santa look at me.
I've been a good boy, I swear.
You know? Everything was so weird back in the day. Like anytime it's Halloween or a lot of times Easter as well, mm-hmm. you'll see different websites will put out photo galleries of the creepy old-timey Easter bunnies that kids would sit on his lap and stuff.
Oh, God, I love those photo galleries.
And a lot
the kids
of times,
crying.
Yeah. It's like a man wearing a burlap sack with two ears sewn to it
in a Target kit.
It's so, the picture is so, like, when did they think that this was not terrifying?
I don't know.
And they're not fooling any kid with a costume like that. I mean, come on.
Jeez.
No. I don't know. I don't remember ever actually being afraid of one of them. I do remember, though, getting in trouble for my first curse word because I was online and I didn't think Santa was real. So for some reason, I had to use the F word. I don't entirely remember.
How did that correlate? Just because you thought Santa wasn't going to see you because he wasn't real?
I figured out he wasn't real, or like I was waiting online with I was waiting online to sit on Santa's lap in the mall.
No, he's real. Kathleen, he's real.
No, this
she just
one
didn't
wasn't
think
real.
He
this
was.
Particular one was the imposter.
Okay.
And I saw
Thanks
that.
Thanks for clarifying.
Because the mole was on the wrong side of the face.
Was he sitting on a throne of lies?
He was sitting, and he smelled like beef and cheese.
Santa, I know him.
He didn't smell like Santa.
Do you know, every year, I strive to be like the perfect holiday hostess. And I don't know if this happens to you guys, but like on December 23rd and 4th, literally my apartment's a mess. There's wrapping paper everywhere. And like the cute little homemade tags that I plan to do, that's like, that's out the window. And I'm just like writing people's names on presents with Sharpies.
You open the card, it says here, bitch.
Yeah, and I take out the store-bought pie and I put it inside my own tin. You know, you put a little powdered sugar on top. In a haphazard pattern, so it looks like your own.
I feel, though, like if Martha Stewart was going to be totally honest, like if they put her under a lie detector, she would admit that she probably has done very similar things. You are only one woman, Kathleen.
Yes.
You're all right. Just
get really
one.
Down about this.
This podcast is actually your intervention.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's a safe space.
I wonder how many people Martha Stewart has working for her to make that kind of Christmas happen.
Oh, she has a full staff.
Never.
She has to, I mean, she owns like half the building that they're in, doesn't she? She has a coffee shop in the lobby.
It's so insane.
I don't know. I feel like anyone who wants to keep their sanity and enjoy the holiday as it deserves to be enjoyed should not undertake the entire day themselves.
Yeah.
No.
And I say that passionately because my mom does it. My aunt does it on Christmas Eve. And my mom's like, oh, I can't wait for you to have your own family. And then one day we'll come to your house for Christmas. It's going to be great. I'm like, Mom, you're insane.
Yeah.
Because you will be making the potato dish and Dominique will be doing the green beans. I'll make the ham.
Yeah.
Like, the tofurkey.
The tofurkey. Split this stuff up.
Yeah.
Come together. It's the holidays. Stop being such an a-hole.
I have an important question to ask you guys in honor of November 1st.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Stuffing inside the bird or outside the bird?
Los dos, please. Because
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry,
both
what?
Of them. The two.
Oh, a bird in the hand.
A bird in the hand and also one in the bush. Because if you put it in, then it's old timey. It's like the way it's properly supposed to be done. But that's not going to be enough for me because I eat a lot of stuffing.
Yeah.
So I need auxiliary stuffing on the side. Just keep making it.
Yep. It's stuffed and then the side of stuffing, which is different. I used to like the stuffing on the inside kind of simple because you also baste the bird.
Sure.
So they can't be too crazy flavors. What are you, insane? Let's calm down. But the side stuffing can have things to make it an interesting flavor.
Like craisins.
Yeah, go nuts.
Go nuts with some craisins.
Throw those craisins
some
in
walnuts.
There. Ooh. You holiday loons. Get out of here.
Some jalapenos.
Wait, so Kathleen, what do you believe in?
I like it in the bird.
But
there's always that slight
you dirty girl.
There's always that slight risk of salmonella, like, lingering in the air when you cook stuffing in the burn.
What is Christmas without a slight risk of salmonella?
Without a slight intestinal distress.
With a salmonella and Santa praying to baby Jesus. I mean, this is Christmas to me.
Maybe he was. Maybe he was sick.
He was
pranked. He had to get down on his knee. He was ill.
And baby Jesus, I got salmonella.
Maybe there's a bucket behind baby Jesus's straw cradle that you can't see that Santa's peeping into.
That baby Jesus statue is just poorly placed. Jesus or Santa was just really super sick.
That has to be the name of the podcast. Baby Jesus, I have salmonella.
While you guys giggle, there's an elephant in the room.
Where?
Right
there.
I'm sorry.
It's an elephant statue.
I'm so tired.
Sam has a boyfriend.
Yeah, she does.
Ah, crap.
You can't talk about this on The Big Show and not talk about it here.
I didn't even know I was going to talk about it on The Big Show.
Always the best types of topics.
I was bombarded today.
Yeah. He doesn't wear shirts ever, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I was FaceTiming him yesterday, and when everyone's like, hey, who's that? I'm like, it's William. Take off your shirt. Show him the rest of you. So he was just like, he put down his fork with mac and cheese, and he's like, all right.
I just want to say congratulations, because that's a set of abs.
Thank you. He does have a nice, I grew them. Yes, thank you. Thank you. It was a set of abs.
Yeah, they're lovely.
He is a very lovely, odd gentleman.
So are you stressed going into the holiday season with a full-time boyfriend?
You're going to have to buy him presents.
Yeah.
Want to hear the worst part?
What?
His birthday is days around Christmas.
When is his birthday?
The 29th. Yeah, so this is going to be fun. I don't know what the right answer is, and I don't want to ask him. What is your opinion? Do you collaborate and get one awesome gift? No, never.
Okay. Bethany speaking from experience, because your birthday's in December, too.
My birthday is 10 days before Christmas.
Even if it's like, we're going on a vacation, like, it can't be something that I could not financially get otherwise. You have to divvy the money and get two separate givings.
Absolutely. We can go on a vacation if you give me a Christmas present during the vacation.
Gotcha. Yeah. Understood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it sucks being a little kid with a birthday super close to Christmas, because you get cheated out of two gifts when everyone else gets two. Mm-hmm. And then you tend to carry that with you into adulthood of being like, why do you guys hate me so much that I only get one present when everyone else gets two?
I don't want Kim to carry our relationship into adulthood.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
The struggle is real.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine. Two different things it is.
Yeah,
I am physically warm right now because I was outed accidentally on air. That's what I get. You don't drink in FaceTime, people.
No. Nope.
Bumper stickers say it all the time. Now I know what they meant.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Elvis saw him and now he called us out.
Did Elvis see his penis?
Not his penis. I don't think so, at least. I was drunk, but Elvis did joke that he whipped it out.
He may have.
I have to make a FaceTime call.
He's really chill. I mean, because we were also FaceTiming him after the parade where we were drinking heavily.
Yes.
And Stephen Levine was asking him all sorts of inappropriate questions, and he was like rolling with it.
Yes, he did.
So
I think he goes at one point, are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Stephen, we can't go asking people. We don't know if they're circumcised.
You guys looked so beautiful last night. Your costumes are amazing. It sounds like you guys
so
had a lot of fun. But bye-bye, Halloween. Yeah.
Bye, Halloween.
You. Hello, holidays. So should we, I don't know how long that was, but should we go around the circle and say what we learned this week?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Who wants to kick it off?
I don't know.
Don't drink in FaceTime. That's what I learned.
That's a good lesson to learn.
Next person.
All right.
Next girl.
I learned that if you go to Target and you know that you have to buy a bunch of things, but you can't remember what they are, go through your morning routine.
Mm.
That 9 times out of 10 for me helps me remember. So it's like, okay, I wake up, I hit snooze 7 times. Okay, I get up. The first thing I do is wash my face. Oh, I don't have face wash. Ding. The next thing I do is brush my teeth. Okay, I have toothpaste. What is the next thing I do is put on toner. Oh, I'm out of toner. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next thing I do is put on lotion. Lotion's good. Then under eye, blah, blah, blah. It helps so, so much. And then if you have everything that you need, then you go to like your weekend. Okay, wait, what do I normally do? Okay, I do laundry. Oh, I don't have any laundry detergent.
This is brilliant.
It helps so much. Now, you do stand there looking like a video game character who's in resting mode because you're just staring and everyone's walking by you.
The Sims light is blinking above your head.
Yeah, but it helps a lot.
That's a really good idea. Don't do that when you're grocery shopping, though.
Because you eat everything.
I definitely had Oreos last month. I should probably get Oreos again.
have them.
What did I have for breakfast? Marijuana. Okay, I need more marijuana.
Do they sell that at the grocery store?
What aisle? It's not here next to the sage. I don't know where else to look.
Yeah, pretty much. What about you, Kathleen? What did you learn this week?
To get myself in the holiday mood, I was reading some fun facts about snow.
And of course you were.
You know, because that's normal. I found out that reportedly the largest snowflake ever was measured at 15 inches across.
Bull crap!
Yep. Where?
I don't
where?
Know. It doesn't say where. You? It doesn't say where. It was just a list of fun facts about the winter.
So if Whoville exists on a tiny snowflake, mm-hmm. that must have been like Who Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my Wait, God.
Can you imagine? A guy found it. And he's like, I found the biggest snowflake. I didn't have a ruler, so I held it up to my penis. And they're like, how long was it? And he was like 15 inches.
Yep, that's where Bethany's brain went immediately. Yeah. Immediately.
I'm so tired.
She's so tired. Well, on that note, I think maybe we all need to get the hell home and take a nap.
Wait, right. Sam, what did you learn?
I learned not to FaceTime when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Brain dead.
I know. It's been a long 7 minutes.
Oh, God.
Oh, yay. Well, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to check out our social media accounts. You can see some of the pictures that we talked about today. Go to our Twitter page, which is @AcquiredPodcast. Our Instagram is AcquiredTastePodcast, as is our Facebook page. That's yeah. Anything? Any parting words, ladies?
Mm-mm.
Nah, brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Mm. We'll talk to you next week.